contact me when you do a fantasy hockey league.
There are fantasy hockey leagues.
There are. But you're not doing one.
No, because I don't know anything. I don't know enough about hockey to do it.
Are you implying that everyone that's in your fantasy football league knows enough about football to do it?
They've learned. Some of them have learned.
So now you're implying that you can't learn hockey? The greatest sport?
I've watched hockey. I don't think it's that great, but it's okay. I'll watch it.
That's because you don't understand it.
That's because you don't spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars playing it every year.
Yeah.
Playing a sport is different than watching a sport.
Yes.
Yeah. Way different.
But it does give you some idea of what is supposed to be happening, even if we, as players, can't do it.
Hockey is one of the least approachable sports.
It is. It's hard to watch. It's hard to play. It's hard. I'm trying to imagine how it will be in the sixth world.
Are we going to talk about sports in the sixth world then?
I mean, it's not on the list, but we absolutely can.
That was a beautiful segue I set you up for, but way to ruin it and just point it out.
Would you like to try that again through the magic of editing?
No, now I hope I just have COVID so I don't have to do this anymore.
That's what I say that every day and it never happens.
Ow.
Why, yes, Micah. Wait, no. Why, yes, Jupiter, we're going to talk about sports.
Yay, sports.
Sports.
Sporty balls.
Sporty balls. What kind of sports are in the sixth world?
Well, I assume most of them are some sorts of athletic contests where they keep score for doing certain tasks.
No, they're all video games now in the Matrix.
You know, I could see like virtual sports like being a thing, but we still know that urban brawl is a big thing.
It is.
It's like an arena sport where like you murder people, right?
It's not in an arena. They find, so this is how I read it, or some material I found. They take over like a really bad neighborhood.
So Detroit?
And they just do it through there. So, like, hopefully they evacuated the people, but if there's still people in there, oh well.
Obstacles.
It is very full contact, very murderous, you know, all of it. And it sounds fantastically violent, like Death Race. Remember the old movie, not the new Death Race, the old original Death Race. It's like that kind of a, you guys.
I think I know what you're talking. I mean, I've seen the newer movie. I don't remember the older one. Like, was it in the 90s?
We weren't even born.
Yeah, you're so young.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I've seen older movies. I've seen Running Man, and that's what it reminds me of.
Yes. Kind of. Yeah.
With less spandex?
Yes, way less. More leather.
Less synth leather. Glowy palm masturbation sensors.
Wow. So basically what I'm just trying to say is it's very full contact, very violent. It's almost as if in the future they believe that fans of sports will become more bloodthirsty.
What gave them that impression?
But why? Why do we feel in the future we'll be more bloodthirsty? Is it because, you know, we're just desensitized now and we just want to see more over-the-top entertainment? Like, it's almost a regression back to gladiator days. So why?
Have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
Yes. Yes.
Which part of that documentary did not seem plausible?
But it is interesting. But I can see sports being very much like they are now, corporate backed with, you know, arenas and that. But I can see corporate sponsorships being huge for urban brawl. Merchandising is big. But I also think it probably would give rise to virtual sports, Matrix, and, you know, like we have video game tournaments now. I think we would see more of that.
Yeah, you think Counter-Strike Go is still the biggest one?
Is that Pokemon Go, except you get to shoot them with Counter-Strike weapons?
No.
Oh.
It's just Counter-Strike. That's the newest one.
Hmm.
I forgot who I'm talking to. My bad.
But is Pokemon, so would Pokemon in the future become more bloodthirsty? Instead of catching them, are we trying to gun them down?
Gotta shoot them all.
It's already a little bit
shoot them all.
Bloodthirsty because you gotta catch them and then you grind them down and turn them into candies to feed to the other ones to make them stronger.
Yeah. It's horrifying. Well, and like, would they be like, would you have like legalized like cockfighting too? Because that's essentially what Pokemon is. Like you enslave animals to fight other animals, not to the death till they're unconscious, but still, that's pretty brutal. Do you think the Sixth World would have something like that? Where like you go get like a devil rat?
Oh, without a doubt.
Like fight it against a, well, a hellhound or something?
Oh, all the awakened animals that you can bring in and watch fight? Yeah. But I still think you're going to have your activist groups, like your PETA-esque groups that'll be against it. But
oh, yeah, but you can take, you just sick the dogs on them.
So I think as a GM, and I'm a terrible person, so I already acknowledge this, so please do not email.
Send your email complaints to burningcares@digitaldarkness.com.
I once ran a game where the group, just all they had to do was infiltrate a Humanus rally and just get video of what they did. That's all. They didn't have to interfere. They didn't have to stop it. They had to attend and videotape. It was the most uncomfortable thing. The group hated it. Totally uncomfortable. Because when they got to this rally, it was like a giant, like UFC kind of cage thing, except completely like Thunderdome style. And they would make like, they would like kidnap orcs off the street, put them in the Thunderdome thing and make them like fight to the death or unconscious or whatever. And if, you know, they would taunt them by poking them with the electric cattle prods and that if they got too close to the edge of the cage. And they would just watch these people fight, just brutalize each other. Or they would be like an orc in there with like a bar guest to see who would win, like gladiator kind of fights. But it was a Humanus rally. And my table was like, this is awful. And I'm like, you just have to get videotape of it. I'm not asking you to do anything or take part.
So what channel would that videotape be broadcast on?
I was like, they just had to get it for, I think a news channel, because they had screwed up a job earlier where one of their cameramen got infected by a ghoul. So they had to make it up. We lost a cameraman. We lost company property. It's your fault. You were supposed to protect them. Now you got to make it up. You got to go do this. You're going to take the place of the regular crew that was going to do it. They hated me for it. But it was just a way to make it so uncomfortable. And it's like, it's not that far. Like, we've done this in our own history. Why is this so, like, they couldn't wrap their minds around it. It made them uncomfortable. They didn't like it. I was like, I imagine it's what, like, racist sports would be like in the future.
If you take out the racist element.
Yeah.
Well, actually, if you leave it in, like, that's straight up gladiator.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Like that's pretty much our past. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure some of that happened in America, you know, in.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Let's be perfectly honest.
If Django Unchained is any indication of what happened, yes, the answer is yes. But you take something like that and you put it against a sport like Urban Brawl. Urban Brawl, they think, is wonderful. Oh, that'd be great to watch. That'd be so fun, so cool. But I put basically the same level of violence and put it in under that racism umbrella, and now it's uncomfortable, which I find interesting. It's still the same level of bloodthirsty and violence. And
yeah, but the Brawl teams aren't slaves, right?
Everyone in the Sixth World is a slave to something, Jeff.
Oh yeah, yes. But like, I'm a slave to something, but like they have other choices. They could go and not be in the Brawl.
Yes. Yes, they could go and not be in the Brawl, but they can make some good money there, which, you know, but if they get injured or killed, gone.
Well, yeah, they're useless at that point.
I'm sure their family is well taken care of.
No.
Yeah, no.
Get out of here.
The corporation is the family.
Corporation's the family. Corporation has to be. You got to worry about the corporation's bottom line. You can't worry about everybody's family.
Yeah, the shareholders are, you know, their feelings matter too.
Exactly.
So do you think there would still be, if we assume that all sports are going to be awesome, or at least the better sports are going to be awesome in the future, what about boring sports like baseball? Would they still fight against, they had the big thing about steroids, would they fight against magic and cyberware and performance-enhancing drugs that I think Urban Brawl requires?
I think right now baseball needs to become a more of a contact sport for me to want to watch it.
Yeah, you should really be able to run around with that bat.
Yeah, but people still watch it right now, and it's supposed to be somewhat pure. Like, yeah. I understand that most that a lot of players are probably juicing and getting away with it, blah, blah, blah. But, like, the game itself hasn't really changed. And I think in its, what, 100-and-something-year history, it's mostly been the same game.
Yeah, it's mostly been the same game. And, yeah, we just had, was it the Mets second baseman that just got banned for juicing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out. So, no, I think you'll end up seeing, you know, I could see it going to where, yeah, they won't let Magic in, but I could see them letting cybered up people in, but controlled. But then, you know, people have this love of nostalgia. I can see this, you know, totally OG league. If we do it old school, you know, we still use the wooden bats. Like, where'd you find wood?
Phrasing.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Oh.
Right, it's in this lumber pile.
You know, even today with how great some of the sports are, you know, football has been amped up to 11 with all the flashy plays and the things. And then they kind of brought it back from the great hits that made football great because they realized they were destroying people's brains, apparently. So they started to, like, protect the receivers. You could no longer attack his head as you're flying through the air and ear hole him and basically give him a concussion immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It had to happen more organically, which, you know, as a old school player, I think it's kind of cheapens the sport. Like, I want to see quarterbacks carted off because I was a defensive player and having a quarterback wrapped around my shoulder pads was a pretty good way to spend a Saturday evening.
Yeah, I think they would just, I think it would be like you have to get modifications. Like, you have to get like a metal skull and stuff and like shock absorbers in your brain. Just so they could have like the most brutal hits possible.
And would you want that? Even if every other part of you was 100% natural, if you're, say, Peyton Manning, great, great player, really good at what he did, definitely worried about his head, and had a lot of ways of trying not to have his head destroyed. But most quarterbacks kind of don't last that long, and a lot of it is because their brains start to turn to mush because they just keep getting run over by 300-pound dudes that can move really, really fast. So if you were in that position, like, wouldn't you want to get a cyber skull just for the sheer protection of it?
Well, yeah, just like helmets are mandatory. I think that would become a mandatory thing. It's like, yeah, you got to get these, you know, either biotech or cybernetic upgrades to protect your bones and your, you know, your brain and stuff.
They were saying football was actually safer before they added the helmets because people did not lead with their heads. They did not do these headshots.
People like died all the time when they first introduced football, so I have to disagree with that one completely.
Well, of course I'm going to want those upgrades to protect myself, because as a QB, I'm either probably most likely going to be human or elf, and that defensive line is going to be orcs and trolls, and it's going to hurt. So yeah, I'm definitely going to do all I can to, you know, protect myself.
All right, so football would definitely change. I feel like baseball could probably get away with not changing. Basketball?
No, golf. What do you think about golf? I see golf going away or going into the virtual realm because I don't think we have the land and the lush green grass to...
I mean, it's not a sport now.
Yeah, it's more like a hobby.
Yeah.
Wow. Like painting miniatures or...
Yeah.
It's a PGA, darts or something. Then.
Like,
I didn't realize the PGA was a hobby group.
I mean,
to me, it is.
They have a curling and everything.
Look,
I mean, just because you call yourself a sport and you're on ESPN does not make you a sport.
I mean, like, darts isn't a sport either, but they call themselves one.
Bowling?
Nah.
So bowling, you're at least competing head to head.
No, you're not.
But
you're competing with the pins at the end of the lane.
They all have heads, Jeff.
That's true, I guess. Head to head.
You're competing head to head, but like, unless you really, really mess up, there's no chance of injury if you're playing the game right. Same thing with golf. Like, if someone loses grip on their driver and it goes flying through the air, you could get hit with it, and okay, yeah, you could hurt yourself. But if you're doing it the way it's meant to be done, oh, by the rule book, not the way it's meant to be done, which of course we used to play full contact putt-putt, which was a lot more fun. if there's no chance of major injury, the fact that you keep score does not turn it into a sport. Okay. Like, I would say cheerleading is more of a sport than golf.
Not a, no.
They
anything judged is not a sport.
There's a good chance of injury. They have to be athletic, and there's score.
There's not. It's like a judged score though. It's not like you're competing directly with. I don't know. To me, anything where you don't play against another person like directly, like there's like an offense and a defense type of thing, not a sport to me.
Yeah, so I go one step further, and I agree that cheerleading is not actually a sport. I'm saying it's more of a sport than golf. I don't think baseball is a sport. I know we're getting off on a tangent here, but baseball, you can't score on defense.
This isn't a tangent, because what sports would fall to the wayside and what sports would have to change in order to be relevant in the future?
So I think American football would be replaced by Australian rules football.
Okay.
Get rid of most of the protective gear, if not all of it, and all the rules that try to make the game, like, I don't know, boring and slowed down. Like, you should be able to climb up a receiver to try to catch a ball that was thrown. You should be able to, like, step on his shoulders and, you know, launch yourself into the air off some poor schlub that you just stepped on.
Oh, I think they're going to have, like, jump pads or something where, like, you jump on them and, like, it springs you up. Or, like, boost pads.
What was the movie? Flip 97 three hole with the bugs.
Oh, you're talking about Starship Troopers.
Yeah, Starship Troopers.
They didn't
have
spring pads, but they could like do somersaults like super crazy because they were genetically enhanced.
All right, maybe low gravity. But anyway, yeah, like he jumped over them, spiked the ball. I could see that.
Uh-huh.
All right, so golf is gone because of lack of space and the fact that it's not a sport.
I don't think people would watch golf. I think people would still play it, especially the rich.
But I could see it going into a virtual space instead of
absolutely
being an actual physical space. So, all right, fine. Golf is no longer a sport. It's a hobby now for the rich executives. Okay. Basketball.
They'd have to raise the net.
Oh, yeah.
Like a lot.
Uh-huh.
Probably shrink the backboard.
Bigger court.
Already just about everyone can dunk.
Yeah.
There has to be like a 4 and a 5 point line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'd have to be bigger because if you have a troll playing.
Yeah.
A troll would be able to step 1 foot on either side of the neutral zone, so he's not actually touching any of the paint, and yet he would completely dominate the restricted zone. Like, he would be able to keep everyone, you know, a troll arm's length away from that.
Yeah, so it definitely has to be bigger, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I think it would be kind of like? Have you guys ever seen trampoline basketball? I take that as a no.
I can imagine what it looks like.
I haven't seen it, but I think I can put the words together in my mind and imagine it.
Okay, so it is amazing. And one of the cool things about it is that the guy that, like, the center, the guy that's playing underneath the net defending, he'll jump onto one of the trampolines and he'll launch up as one of the other guys is, like, launching off of one of the other trampolines to come in to dunk it. Because I think you get more points for dunking. And he will just straight up check them in the air. Like 12 feet in the air, he will just deck them. And it's not a penalty. It's amazing. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
This sounds like what we need.
Yeah. It was amazing. It lasts for one season, maybe two. And they stopped it because there were so many injuries.
Yeah. Because once you get checked at 25 feet in the air moving fast, like where do you land and what orientation do you do so?
And hopefully it's on one of the pads. Well, hopefully it's on one of the trampolines, but.
So then what about like extreme sports,
like things you have to drink Mountain Dew before?
Absolutely. Like surfing, skiing, snowboarding. I'm gonna say figure skating's gone.
That's not a sport now.
Exactly. It's gone just because I think that's a better world.
Yes.
I don't know if I would want to go surfing. There's terrible things in the ocean now, but in the future there's a wakened beast. I don't think I would want to surf with awakened beasts in the water.
Well, the one thing I would say is there are like shamans and stuff, so maybe there's like people that'll like travel by surfing, you know what I mean, like a longboarder.
Okay.
Because they can control like the waves and stuff, like move them where they want to go, so they're just kind of like cruising around the coast going through the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a good life.
Yeah, so I mean it's not really a sport, but it's more like a mode of transportation and like a vagabond life.
If I can control the wave, then I can make it more of a spectacle, which right there tells me that's a sport.
Oh, extreme water polo. Where you actually, like, you ride on jet skis.
There you go.
And shoot out torpedoes.
But if you're a shaman, you can ride the literal wave.
Oh, well then, like, that's the thing. Like, you got some guys that are jet ski guys and some that are shamans, you know?
Wow.
You know, you mix it up. Uh-huh. So you have different positions.
Uh-huh. Okay, okay. Okay.
Okay, what other extreme sports, like where they have the half pipes for snowboarders and...
Yeah, like skiing and snowboarding. Yeah. Is there snow? I mean, if climate change is a thing...
There might be synthetic snow.
Synthetic snow.
Well, you know, like in Dubai, where they have the inside mountains?
Okay.
So they have like these facilities where it's one ski slope or two ski slopes, and they just pump it and like it's all insulated. It's like an ice skating rink kind of. But it's a mountainside so that you can ski down it. And it's in the middle of the desert.
Sounds very efficient. No wonder we have climate change.
Well, they don't care. It's already hot. They're like, screw it.
Goodness. So, okay. So we could see it, but it would change. It wouldn't be in the great outdoors. It would be in a climate controlled area.
Yeah, like in a giant dome or something.
Okay. Okay. All right. What about the Olympics? Is it going to change from countries to corporations, or is it countries and corporations competing?
I would assume it'd be both competing.
Uh-huh.
Assuming they still do it.
Assuming, yeah.
Because advertising revenue over the last few have been kind of going down. And, of course, advertising revenue is the most important part of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, you're not a citizen of Ares and... I guess you could have dual citizenship, but you would still have to choose one that you would compete with. But would they be supposedly amateur like they're supposed to be, where you get drug tested and got the anti-doping people out there looking to make sure that your blood is the way blood should be?
I think the dope checks would be so that they can tell that you're taking enough dope. So they're like, hey, you have not been ingesting all your testosterone. You really need to amp those up. Otherwise, it's going to be boring.
So even with as pure as the Olympics are supposed to be, and I think we can all agree that they're supposed to be, even if they're not, that they will try to amp them up and take it to 11?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Or would people train and train and train to be as good as a plain, boring metahuman of their type could be at whatever it is that they do?
I think what's going to happen is that you're going to end up like with a split thing. Where you know how like you have the Olympics and you have the Paralympics? So you're going to have the Paralympics.
For orcs and trolls?
No, like just the the disabled people. Well, I guess you wouldn't have disabled athletes, though. They could just get robot legs.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so you would have the robot competition. Then you'd have the normal people competition. And then you would have the no rules, go out completely competition. And that one would be the most popular.
But even with just the normal people one... Like, weightlifting is an Olympic sport, and a standard-issue human weightlifting can't lift as much as, you know, a 12-year-old troll.
Oh, well, they would have, like, you know, they would have classes, you know, like weight classes type of thing. They would have, like, humans and orcs and elves.
You're saying that the Olympics would segregate by race?
I mean, that's not really a race, is it?
Yeah, you can...
It's a different... It's, like... It's a species at that point.
But if you're saying the weight class, so, you know, it's my, you know, 600 pound and up, no human is ever going to be able to do that and still lift a weight. A troll could. So now that class is now just all troll.
Yeah, essentially.
Essentially. So basically it would inadvertently end up segregating by, you know, trolls, orcs, humans, elves.
Yeah, some of the middle tier upper ones would be overlap where you could have a huge orc or a very small troll.
Uh-huh. Or small orc, huge human. Yeah.
Well, and I think they would have like, I think they would have it so that like humans could compete in orc and troll stuff, but like they would have like specialized just human only events, you know, to get the humans a chance.
So you're saying if a person today was good enough, she could compete in the NBA, but they will keep it from the other way where LeBron James can't go down to the WNBA and dominate.
Correct. The exact same thing.
Except with orcs and trolls coming down to...
Exactly.
dominate our
orc ladies and the male humans. It's not fair. They're too strong.
Too strong. Huh. Interesting.
Hmm. Or maybe they have overlap. I don't know. I don't know how all this stuff works.
Nobody knows
how stuff works now, much less.
TTL doesn't. No, nobody knows.
That is true. It's all made up.
It is all made up. We're just trying to, you know, if it was the future, what would it look like? So
there's one, and again, this is not a sport, but it is included in sports here in America that I think will actually be better and become entertaining. So instead of just turning left, you would at least have drones in NASCAR.
Oh, drone racing. There's been drone racing now. I could see drone racing in the future being a huge thing.
And the dudes that do it are actually like riggers because they plug themselves into a full-on VR headset and like it takes them a while to get used to it. But once they do, like they become the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And those things move super fast and it looks awesome.
Now, do they have to still be in the car or is this like a virtual thing?
It's virtual. Like I don't know about NASCAR itself, but I can't imagine people would be interested in watching a car go around in circles for 500 miles of fence mint.
I'm amazed people are interested in doing that now.
Like, yeah.
I don't get it.
I get the road courses because there are courses where they don't do it and just a circle. And those are decently interesting.
Figure eights with a jump over it. And like, you got to go.
Well, like, and like they would have like jumps that cross each other. Yeah.
Yeah. And, again, like, you do, this comes back to my point. If there's no chance of major injury, it's not a sport.
Yeah. And the more major, the more the sport.
The only way you hurt yourself in NASCAR is if someone messes up and you either run into another car or your brakes fail and you run into a wall. Or someone puts you into the wall because they're competing too hard. I don't know. But I think the drone racing that we have now will, of course, be amped up to 11 as the drones. Like, the drones we have today are pretty weak, and they have tiny little weak batteries, and they've got tiny little weak engines because they can only power them by the weak batteries.
Oh, and I think they're going to have, like, weapons on them, too. So it'll
the next obvious step. Like, why wouldn't you?
Obviously. That'd be badass. You could have, like, a net.
Yeah.
Like a rocket. Badass.
I mean, we do already have military drones that have that stuff now, so why not?
Yeah.
They have a military drone with a net?
What? I don't know about a net. It wouldn't surprise me.
That'd be awesome. It just flies in.
Military drones may not have nets, but like I could see a militarized police drone having a net.
Yeah, like it like shoots it and then just picks you up and drops you in the cage in the police station.
Yeah.
No police officer needed. It files the report and everything automatically.
So all police stations in the future have like a courtyard in the middle for them to just deposit.
Well, each cell has like a cage.
I like the idea of a holding pin right in the middle of all the precincts where it's, you know, it's just like the building is made in a big circle and in the middle is like a free for all where they deposit people until you're processed. Sounds much more anarchic.
Other sports are there that should go away, though? What about fishing? Fishing is a sport. Like, they have, like, bass fishing tournaments.
No chance of major injury. Not a sport.
I mean, there is a chance. If we move that out into the ocean, who knows what we can catch, and it could eat our boat.
That is true. And
that would be great to see. I would pay to see that.
Yeah, but it's still not a sport.
Hobby again? Okay.
Yeah. Like, look, if you want to fish, that sounds like something that you could do. I mean, I think the best fishing would be sitting on the side of a lake, drinking a beer with your rod and your, you know, thing in the water, and there'd be no fish in the lake. That sounds a lot better than, because then you're just drinking beer and enjoying the outdoors. It's a hobby. But what else do they consider sports that aren't?
Soccer.
You mean football?
Football. Yeah. That's pretty big.
Right
now.
It's huge.
Pretty big. Yeah.
It's the most popular sport on the planet.
Yeah.
And that basically comes down to anyone can play soccer. Like, all you need is a ball and some way of showing where you score. As opposed to literally every other sport, you need the clock is important. Well, soccer has overage time, so clock doesn't really matter. you need a way of keeping score. Well, in some sports, that's difficult. Like football, you got all the different ways of scoring and they all count for things, so you really need to pay attention. Soccer, it's just like, you go up by one. Hockey, I don't know, you need ice, sticks, puck, blah, blah, blah. Soccer, literally, like, no. No, all you need is that one thing. Basketball, you need a ball and hoops are not easy to make out of, you know, a garbage can, a tree on one side, and a picnic table and a chair on the other. Like, you can make a goal at anything. So how would it get better in the future with people that are superhuman? Would you make the pitch bigger? Would you make the flopping a more important part of it?
See, I don't see, like, I don't see orcs and trolls playing soccer.
Because it's boring and they have short attention spans?
I see that more as a human elf thing.
If you had a troll goalie, wouldn't it be really hard to kick a soccer ball past someone who's wingspan?
So you'd definitely make a bigger goal then. You'd have to make a bigger goal because everybody's going to put a troll in front of the goal.
Yeah.
So a bigger goal, so probably a bigger pitch.
And then even if you make it bigger, it's still going to be, if they move fast enough, they can still block it. So you would probably need someone to be able to kick it harder. So wouldn't you want like a troll striker to just kind of drop anchor in front of the goal? You pass it to them and they basically put the ball right through the back of the net?
I don't know. I just imagine a troll wouldn't have the stamina to do soccer.
It is the most exhausting thing on the planet other than genocide.
So, I mean, that's why I still see it as more of a human elf or anything. But I can see a troll at the goalposts, at the net. But they're going to be bigger. The pitch might be a little bigger as well.
Which basically takes dwarves out of the running, so to speak. Their little stubby legs.
Little stubby legs. Aww.
So straight up boxing would be gone.
Oh my gosh!
But UFC.
It would change. Yeah.
I think regular boxing is on its way out now because it's, I don't know, but like UFC has become huge or mixed martial arts or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you have superhumans doing it, like clearly you would still need weight class because it wouldn't be fair to have an elf taking on a troll, although it would be probably fun to watch as he tears the elf's arm off and beats him to death with it. I gotta say, I think magic is probably the most interesting thing that could completely change all of these things. Because if you had magic, like, why not sports like, what's the one from Harry Potter? Quidditch?
Quidditch, yeah.
Like, that could totally happen if you have people who can cast levitate on things.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually have a pixie out there, you could make them into the, whatever the golden snitch, whatever it is that Harry keeps catching to win the game.
I like how you're like downplaying, like you don't know anything about Harry Potter, yet you're nailing it. So I think someone's a fan.
I have watched the movies.
But I like how you're trying to downplay, like, I don't know. What is it called? The Golden Snitch. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's exactly what it's called.
Okay, cool. I mean, I haven't talked about Harry Potter in a while. It's possible I got it wrong. Whatever.
No,
okay,
no.
Yes, I know everything there is to know about Harry Potter.
Yeah, there you go. Just admit you're a fanboy. It's okay.
I keep waiting for them to finish the series so that I could start reading the books.
Yes. The Harry Potter series is over, but this is totally a different tangent. So, yes, we could have Quidditch. We technically could have Quidditch.
I mean, they tried to have it at Google, but that was just a bunch of nerds running around on a pitch pretending to fly. Are you okay there? Like, really not?
You broke me. Oh my god. I didn't Google. I just imagine nerds running around on bricks. Pretending they're flying. Oh my gosh. It's fantastic and sad all at the same time. Oh. Dying. Oh my god. Okay.
I'm so glad.
Oh god. Every time we think about it.
I think that might be the end of our podcast. So, nerds playing Quidditch might be the most sporty thing we're talking about now.
All right, I have to just put that out of my head. Okay. Okay.
I put a link to it in channel if you want to see it.
No.
All right. I think we've kind of gone off.
Okay. The most boring sport, the Tour de France, otherwise known as the slowest, most dull thing. Oh, my family loves watching the Tour de France. So every time I go over, they watch the Tour de France every single day during the summer. It's the worst.
There are three big bike races a year, right?
And they're not just the Tour de France.
Yeah.
Well, I just know about the Tour de France because that's the one that Lance Armstrong cheated.
I can imagine that probably would also go by the wayside.
Yeah, it just kind of fades.
Why don't they just ride motorcycles?
Because they want to show off their giant quads.
Okay.
It's not an endurance test if a machine does it.
It is for the machine.
I mean, they could just get a little boost, like one of those e-scooters. Or they still can pedal if they want to, but the rest of the time they're just cruising.
So urban brawl is a mix of like regular football, but taken to like, you know, the nth degree, and you know, boxing, fights, as well as football, just all mixed in together. What can you see as another sport that might pop up? Like out of the blue, just due to magic or whatever.
So not due to magic, but according to the lore in at least Japan, like carrying swords has become a normal thing. And I imagine there'd be a lot of people that would at least want to know how to use their swords. So I could see like sword fighting leagues, like,
oh yeah,
like fencing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Becoming a thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Sumo wrestling is staying. Just because you brought up Japan, sumo wrestling is not going anywhere.
No.
That's going to be a
cultural thing.
Yeah. That's not going anywhere.
It's a ceremony.
And it's still going to remain human because Japan in the sixth world.
Well, they don't even want
racist
women around the I don't want to call them athletes, but you know, the athletes.
Well, yeah, they're like, they don't want the pheromones and the bears getting attracted by menstruation. Like, there's a whole thing.
Wow, did he just say menstruation?
I think he did. I think.
Wow.
Yeah, it attracts bears. It's dangerous.
It attracts bears.
I think the world needs to know this.
It doesn't explain why those bears hang around downtown, though. Crazy. Anyway.
So. Have you guys ever heard of Calesiostorico?
No.
No.
Okay, it's an Italian fighting soccer game. So basically the sport is, there's a ball, and then you try to get the ball to their side and put it in the opponent's goal. But the entire time, there's like 40 people standing in the middle, just full out fist fighting each other.
Oh my gosh.
And it lasts for an hour.
Oh my god!
Like they're not even wearing boxing gloves or...
No, it's just bare knuckle boxing. This is what I picture urban brawl being like. But, you know, with guns and stuff.
No, I think urban brawl actually uses... I want to say it uses vehicles as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like motorcycles and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, motorcycles and that, yeah. This is... Wow, this is fun. See, like, we have this now.
Yeah, this has been going on since like the 14th century.
Yeah.
They do this every year.
I think sports will definitely become more violent, and if the sport can't find a way to introduce the spectacle of violence, it's going to go away.
Yeah, like, well, it's not even a sport. There's no violence.
Exactly. Exactly.
What, you can't die playing it? What is it? Game for elves?
But you brought up Running Man earlier, Omni. Are we going to see like things like that? Sports kind of like that, where... We take reality TV like Survivor or something, and then we take prisoners and say, oh, you can earn your freedom, but we put them through these grueling obstacle courses just for our entertainment.
Oh, without a doubt. And you would find a ton of people that would be willing to sign up for that spectacle just to, you know, get their criminal sin erased or to be able to just walk out of... Well, I guess probably hobble out or wheelchair out of Ares if you wanted to leave the corporation.
Mm-hmm. And then other movies like Gamer with, oh my God, what's his name? Oh, man.
I don't think I've seen that one.
he's in prison and like he gets slotted and like some teenage kid or whatever plays him and he has to like go through like it's like a live action video game, but he's not in control of his body. Some other person who's running the game somewhere else controls him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's able to win so many times, he wins his freedom. In the future, you do have the capability of, you know, slotting and that, and maybe taking control of somebody else. Would we see that, or would that be no because of the whole you're taking over somebody's agency, so therefore no, they would have to just be able to be in control themselves and do it?
Well, I think at that point, the athlete would be the person controlling them. They would just be the meat popsicle.
Yeah, but a Benraku parlor is very frowned upon in the future, so wouldn't this be just, you know, a distant cousin, and would it also be frowned upon?
Could you use clones that don't have brains to begin with?
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying. You know, all they have is a skill wire. They don't have a soul.
Oh. Hmm.
So you just kind of like grow the body without the head.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just kind of like plop on like a fake head that has a computer in it. And then you just use that to connect to the nervous system. Boom.
There you go.
Infinite meat bags for your entertainment.
There you go.
The seriousness of what you asked, like, even if you don't have people, like, slotting in and controlling them, even in the lore, they talk about, you know, like, Shadowrunners being in movies and whatnot. So you have these people who can do all these things. So I think absolutely Survivor from now would get amped up. You would drop some street Sam onto a deserted island filled with all kinds of drone cameras. And more importantly, all kinds of awakened critters that are trying to eat him. And if he gets off, he wins $1 million or $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's ever won. They always die at the last second.
Hey, that makes for good TV.
By a random explosion.
You just ruined. Use this a spoiler for the movie that we talked about earlier, and now it's been ruined.
That's every movie that's like that. They did that in Death Race and all the other ones. It's all fixed.
Yeah. I don't want to live in 2080, I'm just saying. Sounds like a very...
Don't worry,
time.
I don't think anyone's making it to 2080 after this year.
I'm not sure we're going to make it to 2021 at the current rate. For those of you that are listening, this was actually recorded on December 30th.
What?
We only have 24 hours and we don't know if we're going to make it.
Just 31 days. And...
I can't believe North Korea is now Emperor of Earth.
Emperor of Earth. Oh, goodness.
What a twist.
Nobody saw it coming.
Well, and the fact that it was voluntary really just came out of nowhere.
He had good marketing. He had a good pitch. He sold it.
You know?
Yeah.
He made some good points. He is the sun god.
My goodness.
I mean, 18 holes in one?
Too bad he wasn't playing a sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. But, hey, it's still impressive.
Yeah.
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 Alright, I'm pretty sure we've,
exhausted it?
We've gone off the rails less than I was expecting, though.
Well, we stay on point. We stay on track. We keep
Except
it.
For the fact that the rails were supposed to take us towards Grid Guide.
Well, we went... We went a different way, a just as good of a way. I'm not going to have Grid Guy tell me where to go. Go where I want.
Yeah. Yeah. It's free of country as of now.
Now.
I mean, as long as Kim Jong-un is our president.
Our president.
We shall remain free.
Our dear leader.
Our dear leader.
Oh, I love him.
We all do, Jeff. We all do.
I love him more.
Have to.
No, we get to. We get to, Jupiter. I disavow. Disavow.
Disavow. Oh, no, I think I hear heavy boots in the hall. That's it for me, guys.
Yeah, it was nice knowing you.
All right.
Bye. I mean, traitor.
Traitor.
Burn in the hell that the great leader destroyed.
If he destroyed it, how can I burn in it?
Shut up, you heretic.
All right, then. Well, I'm not sure if we did a good job today or not.
We did a great job.
We'll find out in after I edit this.
This is something that people will come on just to say that we were wrong. And they'll tell us how we were wrong. And they'll tell us all the things we didn't think about. And then we'll go, that's a good point.
You're 100% correct.
Please continue to listen to correct us some more.
Please like and subscribe.
Yeah, because we need you to help us do better.
Exactly.
The Topps Company, Incorporated has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Incorporated has granted permission to Burning Edge to use such names, logos, artworks, marks, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website and podcast, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with Burning Edge in any official capacity whatsoever.
There's another one that's in like a similar vein, but I can't remember what it's called.
AI don't have veins.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Just mad you walked into it. Add religion to the list of things to talk about. Oh boy.
Yeah, let's offend some people.
That's not offensive.
We're getting to the hot buttons.
Oh, you think we start talking about religion and we're not going to offend anyone?
We're not going to offend anybody that already listens to us. They know.
Oh, please. I'm going to make like the graphic for it. Like.
Oh, well, I disavow.
I will go by John Smith on that credit.
I'm out. Thanks. Nice knowing you. Bye-bye.
You're imagining me out there on a broom, aren't you?
I always imagine you on a broom.
Oh, that hurts.
Like he's like sweeping up.
That hurts where I had my splinter from the broom. God,
if I could just find somebody to sweep.
Or once.
Or once.